You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The compilers are suggesting that Leicester are almost as good as Stoke, or if not better than Stoke this season. I just can't see this.
No. If you have a better who's going to finish higher, if you're going to give me 10 to 11 Stoke, I'll be on it all day. Stoke will get better and Leicester will get worse. My confidence selection, that whether it's this Saturday remains to be seen, but you're definitely getting a decent price about Stoke here, 6-4. Leicester are beginning to annoy me now. Just go away, will you? That ridiculous result against Villa last week let me down. My hacker at the Mirror, 60-1 hacker, when Villa were winning 2-0. Stoke, I think, you look at the two squads and you wonder why Stoke is 6-4 here. I know they haven't been as good as they should have been, but I trust Mark Hughes to get it right sooner or later, and I'm backing it'll be sooner.
Yeah, I like Stoke here, 6-4. Mr. Phelps? No?
Not overly convinced.
Need to bottle up Riyad Mahrez, who's looked like one of the best players in the Premier League this season.
Yeah.
A lot of the chat has been about this week at Leicester, has been about this, this search for a clean sheet. They still haven't had a clean sheet. And he's offered them pizza now. Started out with a tenner. The manager said, if you keep a clean sheet, I'll give you all a tenner. And they didn't bite, they're not having that. Tenner's not quite the level that Premier League football was.
No.
Now he's offered them pizza. He set them out all for pizza. I still don't think that's quite going to cut it with the modern day footballer. And I think while it's been a bit of a joke in the press, I wonder if it is as serious as that. I mean, if Leicester go there and try and shut up shop and try and keep Stoke to nil, then I think we will be in for a pretty low-scoring game, but I can't see that. You know, look at what Leicester have been doing away from home. They score goals, and at home. I think they'll sit in and try and keep it tight, and they'll have to counter-attack. Stoke still haven't scored a goal at home. That has to change, like Derek says. I think the whole thing has to change at Stoke. And while there isn't much evidence for it to change, I'm going to play over 2.5 here at 21-20. I think there will be 3 goals in the game, at least. So I get what you guys are saying about Stoke being a good price at home. They should well be, but Leicester are second in the table, still plodding along quite nicely with 11 points. They've done all right so far. Been to West Ham and picked up all 3. Went to Bournemouth and picked up a point. I wouldn't be surprised if they spoil the party at Stoke, but I'll swerve the outrights and just go for the over 2.5.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.